It's morning edition on Boise State Public Radio News. Good morning. I'm George Prentice. And this morning, this is a pretty unique broadcast in that we are visiting the Family Medicine Residency of Idaho, and it's a vaccination clinic. There's a lot going on here. Hundreds and hundreds of people will walk through the door today. And I'm fortunate today to talk with clinic manager Jennifer Caranda. Jennifer, good morning.
Good morning.
Jennifer, so just to a layperson, how do you spend your days?
Our days right now are COVID, COVID, and more COVID. Yeah. But it also has turned the corner to we feel so excited and grateful that we have the opportunity to bring some light and some hope to all the individuals within our community. It's been an amazing journey, and I am just blessed to be part of it.
It must be so interesting to see thousands of people, but pretty much only their eyes, mm-hmm. For the last year. Some of them, I'm guessing, have had their share of tears in them, and maybe some have had some signs of optimism. Can you share any of that with me?
Yeah, just yesterday, actually, I had a lady come in, and it was a last minute. We had a few extra doses, and we were looking around at our patients and wondering if there's anybody that wanted their vaccine today. And she came in, and she just had tears, and she said, "I'm so grateful. I've lost two friends and my mother from COVID this last year, and I'm so grateful to be able to get this today." And she just broke down. And those are the ones who I just, the same example of another lady who her husband had passed away 6 months ago from COVID. And she's said, if he could have just held on a little longer, I could have brought him with me today. But I'm so grateful I get to be here today. So that's what brings me the joy to be here.
And joining us now is Kim Stutzman. Kim is program manager at the Family Medicine Residency of Idaho Nampa location. Kim, good morning.
Good morning.
Kim, I'm going to guess that like a lot of your colleagues, you chose healthcare and medicine for noble reasons once upon a time. But look where you and your colleagues are today. I'm going to guess that this is more than a profession.
Yeah, I've been really fortunate to, for the last 15 years, be in a job where I train residents. So I train physicians after they've completed medical school to becoming family doctors. And really that ability to watch the light turn on in young physicians' eyes as they really stretch their wings into the professionals that they become. Is really not anything that I had expected in my career, but is, I often say, the best job out there.
And we're joined now by Zara Bowden here at the Family Medicine Residency. Zara, tell me what you do.
So I'm a first-year resident here in the Boise program, approaching my second year fairly rapidly.
So can I guess that when you were young, this was the big dream for you?
You would guess correctly. My maternal grandfather was actually a family medicine doctor in the community where I grew up. So from the time I was very
where was
little,
that?
In Texas, Fort Worth, Texas school.
Can I assume that your mom and dad are pretty darn proud?
I would like to think so, family.
Zara, can you share with us, not all that you've seen, but maybe a snapshot or two of what you have seen?
Well, it's definitely been an unprecedented year, as we've all come to realize, and starting out as a resident, certainly this year has been much different than I would have expected. But in so many ways, I feel like I've grown so much and learned so much from the experiences I've shared with patients going through this COVID pandemic together. And seeing both the inpatient and the outpatient side as a family medicine doctor has been pretty amazing and challenging, but to see that whole continuity and one particular instance that comes to mind is a wonderful patient, a musician actually in the community who we admitted with COVID pneumonia last month. And unfortunately, his story hasn't turned out as we would have hoped. But to have those moments with him to really learn about his life and learn about what was important to him before things did take a turn for a worse, for the worse, I think was a really important experience for me. How do we humanize this really tragic moment for people when for anyone else in the country, they're just another number?
Sarah, do you have an opinion on how we get somewhere between 60% of our population and 80 to 85% of our population immunized?
It's a really tough question. I think doing what we're doing here, having these conversations, having people who are interested in hearing the stories of all of us who are experiencing what it's like to be in the middle of this vaccination effort. So I think a lot of it is just knowledge, putting faces to names, having storied conversations like this.
Mm-hmm. Chrissy Hyland, who works at the Family Medicine Residency, joins us. Chrissy, good morning.
Good morning.
Chrissy, what's your title?
I am one of our financial assistance coordinators. I help people who don't have insurance apply for assistance so they can get access to healthcare.
I have to assume that that's a fair amount of people walking through the doors here.
There are quite a number of people, yes. Mm-hmm. And it's a very rewarding job to have.
So without going into too much detail, what are those conversations like? I mean, they're very humbling, I'm guessing.
They are, yeah. Especially in the last year with what has gone on in people's lives with losing jobs temporarily and Medicaid having, you know, longer waits than normal to get access to healthcare. And we're doing everything we can to make sure that they can get their paperwork in efficiently without having to worry about exposing themselves by coming into the clinic. So we're doing all that we can to make sure that they feel safe and that they and secure to get all of their information to us so that we can quickly get them health care.
You are a caregiver in every sense of the definition.
Well, I wouldn't say that much. I mean, I'm
well, are you
I'm
not a part of this team?
I am a part of this team, but you know, all I'm doing is helping people get access.
Oh, is that all you're doing?
You know, it's humbling, and yeah. I'm here to make sure that they have that. I certainly don't put myself anywhere near what these guys are doing. These ones are the ones that are putting in all the literal legwork type of thing. And
but the conversations that you're having are just as important because that opens the door.
This is Kim Stutzman. So without people like Chrissy, there's no way that we could be as successful in our delivery of healthcare. It really, healthcare is a team sport. It takes all of the folks on the healthcare team to successfully do the outreach that's needed and then care for the patients once they're in our door.
Can I ask the three of you the same question? Of the people in your lives, that you have to say, well, you know, guess what? I'm going to work today. And you are stepping into and have been on the front line every day of this. What is that conversation like? And what is your answer?
This is Zara Bowden. It's a hard conversation. Even now, every phone call I have with my parents centers on how are things doing? How is COVID looking? What was your day at the hospital like? How are your colleagues doing? But I think out of that difficulty, in many ways, I feel like, at least for me, my relationships have only grown stronger. Because with the short stories I'm able to share and then their ability to express that concern and admiration back to me, it really has strengthened, I think, our own bonds, for sure.
Oh my goodness. I feel
very supported, and I know a lot of my colleagues feel the same way.
Yeah, this is Jennifer. You know, especially toward the beginning when it at first was really, you know, at high impact on us here, it was hard. I had lots of worried kids, worried parents. You know, are you going to bring it home to us? I had that fear. And so, you know, you start taking your shoes off outside, you start throwing your stuff in the washer when you know, as you walk in the door. So yes, I think, in fact, I just said this earlier to someone, part of it is that the fact that we've lived with this for over the last year and living with that underlying bit thing in our gut of wondering when is the shoe gonna drop for us? Mm. The fact that we're offering these vaccines to us is why I think most of us are here doing this, is because it is a sense of relief, of a little bit of hope that maybe we won't have to just constantly live with that fear in our gut of wondering when it's going to be our turn.